What I can confirm is that our officers at police headquarters did summon Dr. Brian Nsamba, who is a medical doctor, and he was warned and cautioned for inciting persons who are employed in the provisions of essential services, in this case, other doctors. And this is according to our laws here in Zambia. It is contrary to the Industrial and Labor Relations Act. Then it is alleged that he committed the same offense between 12th of May 2021 and the 31st June 2021. But as I already stated, nothing much happened apart from the warning and caution. This is a matter which is still under investigation. And after he was warned and cautioned, he was left to go home as police continue finding facts in this same matter.
My understanding is Dr. Nsamba had already been dismissed. Why did you feel necessary for you to invite him to the headquarters?
The dismissal is not our issue as the police. For us as police, ours is law enforcement. So if we suspect that someone had committed an offense, our role is to investigate that matter and deal with it in the criminal manner.
Another issue I wanted to ask you, the issue of whether there was a plan to assassinate the opposition leader, Hakainde Hichilema. What can you tell us about that?
You know, as Zambia, we are in an election. And usually when we are in a year of elections, we hear a lot of allegations, a lot of false statements being peddled, and one such statement is something to do with assassinations. This is not the first time that the UPND opposition leader is claiming that there have been attempts to have him assassinated. Talking about where he's claiming to say that police officers wanted to assassinate him, there was nothing like use of live ammunition by our police officers. All our officers who were on the ground policing on that particular day, they were armed with riot guns, and all they discharged were a tear gas canisters, was tear smoke. So there was no one on the ground who was armed with a firearm, not even with rubber bullets. We only had riot guns. That's what the officers were using. So we don't even know the firearm that was discharged, where it hit after it missed him, if those are his claims. Otherwise, there was nothing like that. And these are just political statements. And people should understand that we are in a political, in an election year, and the political leaders can allege anything.
We understand that there are no mass rallies during the political campaign. How are you dealing with that?
Generally, when you look at what is prevailing on the ground, we have recorded higher levels of compliance from political parties when it comes to conducting of political activities in public places.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much.
The pleasure is ours. Thank you so much.